This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Maybe you recall that we've spoken with Albuquerque's mayor, Richard Berry. They have a program there called A Better Way, which provides people who had been asking for money, you know, along the streets, jobs cleaning up the city. They drive around in vans. They offer work on the spot to people on the streets. In Fort Worth, Texas, they have something called Clean Slate. In Colorado, Denver Day Works, which has found 100 people full-time work. And that's, I hear the question all the time. If you have people who have the time to ask for money on the street, why not give them jobs? So to find out what we're doing here, we have several people who can answer the question, including John Scholes, who is the CEO of the Downtown Seattle Association, and Jim Miller, Executive Director of the Millionaire Club, and Justin Butler, who is a safety ambassador. So, John, let's start with you. What exactly has the Downtown Seattle Association done to try and find jobs for people who need them?
Well, in 2016, Dave, we partnered with the Millionaire Club and the United Way on the Jobs Connect program. We saw an opportunity to reach people who wanted work but were homeless in the downtown and surrounding downtown, and we had jobs. We hire folks to keep downtown clean and to clean the streets 7 days a week, and we had openings. We were having a difficult time filling those positions. So the three organizations came together with some support of the city of Seattle and said, we can do something about this. So we funded a 16-passenger van that the Millionaire Club is operating with support from the United Way to go reach people directly who were homeless in the community and get them employed with us in a 4-month training program working alongside cleaning ambassadors.
So how does that work? You just roll up and say, would you like a job?
Yeah, thankfully the Millionaire Club is leading that outreach work, and Jim could probably talk a bit more specifically about that, but we were able to turn people around in a couple of days from being out, sleeping in a doorway, to a couple days later cleaning that same doorway in downtown, earning wages, and training with us for several months.
Jim, how does that work?
It's been working great. The inception of the Jobs Connect program actually began with conversations in 2015, and we had already been talking to the Metropolitan Improvement District and the Downtown Seattle Association about how we could employ our workers through their street cleaning and ambassador program, safety ambassador program. And as we began to talk, we really began to see, you know, where we could have transition people off the streets into employment and full-time employment with benefits. We ran a model initially, and it proved very, very successful, and it's been going ever since.
So what kind of training do you provide? I mean, what kind of person are you looking for?
We're looking for somebody who's job ready, who would like to move their life from a street to a home, and somebody who has a very, very strong work ethic, strong soft skills, who's willing to make the commitment that it takes. And, you know, there's a lot of individuals out there, and there's a stigma about being homeless that these people don't want to work, but they do. And the partnership between the Millionaire Club and 1,100 other employers, including the Metropolitan Improvement District, has proven that given an opportunity to work, people will work.
So, Justin, you got a job through this program. What was your situation?
Well, I moved here from Phoenix, and so between jobs, my situation was like, you know what? You know, let's start over somewhere else. Let's go to Seattle. Didn't know, you know, north, south, and met a few people, introduced me to, like, places like the UGM, Union Gospel Mission. I asked them about work and jobs and things like that, so they pointed me towards the Millionaires Club.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I got into the Millionaires Club, I saw an opportunity to learn the city, working with the Metro and Politan District. And so I was like, you know, let's put two and two together. Let's get some work and learn the city at the same time. So
yeah. So how long have you been doing this?
I've been with the MID for 2 years now, but I actually started on the clean team, paid my dues in that area, and kind of motivated myself to get up and do something more, because I see a lot of homelessness and things like that out here. So like, you know what? Safety ambassadors, they help people. So added more motivation for me as well to kind of get promoted and move to safety.
So, John, how many people have you been able to take off the street in this way?
So there have been 195 participants since 2016, and 51 of those folks have been permanently hired with us, and not all of them will stay forever, so we've got 18 currently employed. But those folks have gotten training, they've gotten full-time employment, and they're in a better place after the program than where they began as far as their employability and with other companies throughout the city or county. And to Jim's point, we know that About 45% of homeless folks surveyed last year say if they had employment, if they had higher wages, it would help them get housing. There's lots of folks out there experiencing homelessness that want to work and that are able to work, and so we're working to connect this program with those people.
Right. And 18 is great, but it's a drop in the bucket, as you know, compared to the extent of the homelessness problem here. So, I mean, how can you – you've been doing – I mean, a millionaire charity – been there how many years now?
97.
97 years. So, I mean, you've been through this drill. What's the secret sauce that would actually scale this up so that you can get not tens but hundreds of people into jobs?
Out of the number of individuals that they've hired to 50, we've also placed 186 individuals in permanent employment in 2017. You have an opportunity for instant work when you come to the Millionaire Club. You
go instant work.
Instant work.
That's your guarantee.
We can put you out to a job today if you're ready to work.
Justin, there are a lot of people who come here and they don't have a plan. They apparently show, and I realize that the bulk of the people who are homeless grew up here and are from this area. But the people who come from out of town, what's your advice for landing on your feet if you decide to just come to a new town and say, here's where I'm going to plant my flag and start my new life?
Being at the Millionaire Club, I became motivated. You know, I didn't want to be out here in the rain and things like that. I wanted to go to work and live like I wanted to live, you know, with an apartment and things like that. So it was self-motivation, really.
So this may be an unfair question, but we've been searching for answers for this ever since I've been here, which has been 40 years now. What's the difference between you and someone who is still out there living in a tent?
I kind of grew up in church, so I never let that, you know, leave my spirit, my soul. So, you know, when it all goes down, I have to rely on God and you know, let him lead me to where I'm supposed to go. So
that's the key.
I personally do.
Jim, with the Millionaires Club, what do you think is the difference between somebody like Justin and somebody who's still living in the tent or holding the sign?
Hope. Mm-hmm. It's having that sense of hope and then having access to the services that provide that sense of hope. Because without hope, what do you really have? And that's one of the things that I think all of us are working towards is to better our community with a real sense of hope, that there is a chance that you can move from a tent into a shelter or into housing, that you have an opportunity for work. This is a great community, and we're all reaching out trying to solve this issue. But at the end of the day, we all have to have hope.
So John Scholes, Downtown Seattle Association, they're fully behind Jobs Connect. Jim Miller of the Millionaires Club, your guarantee stands. If you want a job and are ready to work, you'll find somebody that job.
Absolutely.
Right. And Justin Butler, who's got one of those jobs and now a safety ambassador, you're on your way to, you gonna stay here?
That's the plan.
You're pretty sure you're gonna make it here?
Huh? Yes, sir.
Now, if you can make it here, you can make it anyway.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
7:23, and traffic is brought to you by Wrench Mobile Mechanics. Here's Chris.